It's Diwali this week, and that means India is lit up like a Christmas tree. Diwali is often described as an Indian Christmas and New Year rolled into one, just supersized and made a whole lot noisier. And I'm not kidding. When millions of people burst firecrackers together, it means your options are limited. Join in, go deaf, or invest in a good pair of earplugs. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. In Kolkata, it's also the time of the year when we worship the goddess Kali, the fierce form of the mother goddess, four arms, blue skin, red tongue, dripping blood, naked but for a garland of skulls, and devotees singing her praises. While little children sit in front of my neighborhood Kali, taking part in a sit-and-draw competition, as I had once done as a kid. In other parts of India, it's New Year. It's time to gamble, hoping to get lucky and get rich, or go watch this year's big Diwali Bollywood release called Happy New Year, about six losers trying to steal diamonds and get rich.
It was all about a handful of diamonds.
But no matter whether they worship Kali or Lady Luck, they are all bursting firecrackers. Firecrackers had one motto: louder, the better. Chocolate bombs that rattled windows, whistling rockets, strings of red crackers that rat-a-tatted like machine gun fire, the dodoma, which came with a double blast. Air pollution shoots up, asthma patients suffer, pets freak out, as this PSA shows. And the noise pollution can go over 90 decibels or even louder. ENT specialist Ranjan Roy Choudhury.
And that can be, as you said, a day like Diwali, where traditionally it's a holiday, so there's no traffic around, people are at home, and there's fireworks going off left, right and centre. And sudden noise, apart from the hearing impact, which of course depends on how close you are to the source, it also has a psychological impact.
The government has been cracking down, outlawing the noisiest fireworks, issuing PSAs asking people to light little lamps and sparklers and have a more traditional Diwali, and a Say No to Crackers campaign.
Jisse asthma, cancer, lung disease, hearing loss, high blood pressure.
Even worse, the bulk of India's firecrackers come from factories like Sivakasi, which employ child labour. In a year when an Indian activist against child labour won the Nobel Peace Prize, that stings even harder. A Rotaract club tries to spread the message.
This Diwali, save a child from a permanent scar. Avoid crackers, light a lamp. Spread awareness, spread joy with the cracker-free Save Diwali.
But it's easier said than done. Diwali has always been about excess here. Loud firecrackers, trays of sweets, oozing butter, gambling all night long. It's a far cry from the story of Diwali, when the citizens of his kingdom welcomed their king Ram home after 14 years in exile by lighting lamps. In India now, the festival of lights is also an explosion of noise. As I watch the skies fill with shooting stars and the night resounds with firecrackers and the street dogs howl, I'm almost nostalgic for my California Diwali parties in someone's backyard. Perhaps a sparkler for the kids and a glass of Merlot for the adults before attacking the potluck inside. It had all seemed very tame, very demure, very un-Diwali. But the little tea candles on a quiet San Francisco night might have actually been closer to the original spirit of Diwali. Lord Ram would have returned to his kingdom with his hearing intact. Happy Diwali. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.